From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Patriots base on a composite of three different men. This actually happened. Swamp Fox himself probably killed over 200 British soldiers. He'd been a redcoat in the French and Indian War. War hero. That's where our country comes from. Defeating the greatest empire in the world at the time. We'll defeat the globalists. But if there's a civil war, they want black and white killing each other. That's not what we should do. We need to remove the criminals from power, the actual heads of the operations. It's called nonviolent loving political decapitation. Fight in the information war like it's a physical fight for our lives. They already hit us with a bioweapon, killed 35 million people with the shots and growing. It's in the game, people. All right, let's go right back to your phone calls as we build up to the debate tonight. Now, only 6 hours and 52 minutes. Crystal in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, so good to be on here with you. I'm going to be really quick. I've got like three quick observations, and I have a question I want to ask you. I'm an attorney. I've worked only with the poorest of the poor, but I'm in Memphis, which is extremely liberal. You get blackballed by the affluent people if you say you're pro-Trump. I mean, it's bizarre. Real quick, I want to say something about the trans thing, and this does have to do with the election. I volunteered after Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans in like a devastated school, helping all the animals. I was single at the time. I did not get married until my early 40s. Been single that whole time. I went down there to help the animals, bleeding heart. I had been accepted into the Marine Corps, but at the time I decided not to go. But I was in the best shape of my life. I'm 5'4". I could run 3 miles in 21 minutes, and I could do pull-ups, which are next to impossible for women. When I was down there, I was getting a huge pit bull that was friendly out of a cage, and I could not control it. And it was going to get away and run off, which is, you know, you can't let happen. This scrawny, cane-smoking kid, well, it wasn't a kid, he was my age or older, 90-pound male, again, chain-smoking. I'm in the best shape of my life, a female. He walks up. He wasn't trying to impress me. You got to understand what this was like down there. He was not trying to impress me. He saw I was in trouble. I'm in the best shape of my life. He walks up and manhandles the massive pit bull. I couldn't get a control on it to save my life, and I was strong for a female in my arms. You as an alpha male, and all the alpha males and other men listening to this show, simply do not understand. We need you to fight for us on a cellular, visceral level. From the moment I had consciousness, I knew I was weaker than a man. I'm weak. In the best shape of my life, a 70-year-old man can beat my ass who's not in shape because I'm female. This idea, this psyop, that men can then compete with us is beyond offensive, and we need you men to fight because you know you're strong. I know I'm weak. This idea that a man can come is appalling. This segues into Trump. Trump is the president for single women. I'm telling you, 10 years in criminal defense, 2 years working in housing law, I saw the devastation that single women, and who are often elderly and who are childless, so they say he hates single childless women. No, the Democrats hate them, because with the devastation of the police, the legalization of prostitution, the legalization of drugs, I have elderly women that would call in and say, there's weed coming in my house, there's gangs everywhere. Trump's law and order trickles down, and it emboldens communities to care about law and order. Since the Democrats have been in power, cities have deteriorated. He needs to make sure and hammer that he is the president of law and order, which helps.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Gloria Steinem worked for the CIA. That's declassified. This whole thing was to get women in the workforce so that the state could control the children, to then break down the family and destroy society. Paul Ehrlich, all of them are on record on TV in the 70s and 80s and 90s on 60 Minutes. Admitting this, we've played the clips, we could play them again. This is all a plan. It's not to empower women. And women now more than ever are desperate. They're unhappy. They're in Europe and in the U.S., they tell them, we'll get into prostitution as a second job. And now that's how you empower yourself. The women don't want that on average. And so this is all going on. And look at this today. The United Nations agency declares war on gender language. Male and female in Canada isn't even on the forms for parents at schools for the kids. So you can't be a man or woman. That hurts somebody else's feelings. They're attacking our biology. Here's another one. Minor girls labeled transphobic after speaking out against LGBTQAAP2S+ boys using their locker room. I had articles yesterday at public schools all over the place. They're putting female coaches in the boys' locker rooms, instructing them while they're in the showers. I mean, I didn't particularly like it, you know, in football or whatever. I said, take my clothes off in front of other dudes, you know, go in. I had to do it. You still did it. I took my towel in the shower, put it around me right when I was done. You know, I went and worked out this morning in a local gym. I came to the office, has a shower, showered here. I'm not scared to be around it, but it's just, you know, it's, I mean, I'm, you know, I stay at my parents' every once in a while. I don't like walk into their shower when they're, it's my parents. I've seen them naked. They've seen me in my life. But the point is, imagine what it's like to have men in the bathrooms with the girls. And this is happening everywhere. And then these psycho leftist men, they fired one nurse in the UK a couple years ago. He comes in and says, I want a pap smear. He kicks his legs up. He was a large, muscular man. It was reported in the report. He had large genitals. He had a beard. And the woman said, you're a man. And she got in trouble. Last time I heard, she got fired. She was challenging it because she wouldn't pretend to do a pap smear. He didn't have a cervix. He didn't have a vagina. They want you to accept mental illness, to say, oh, two women are having a baby in the prison. No, they put a man in the prison. He's raping them. So, again, it's a litmus test to see how much craziness we will accept. So we'll accept human clones, animal-human clones, all of this dehumanization to get us not to believe in ourselves. And that's what Kamala Harris is for. And I totally agree he should bring that up.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Alex?
Yes.
Okay. One quick prediction. I don't think Kamala's going to go the distance. I'm stupid and she's awful. I think that they are going to take the L, let Trump win, I hope. And then, because I think Newsom wants to win in 28, it's going to be wide open in 28. If they're going to be stuck with that idiot for 8 years if she wins. But listen, Alex, this is really what I wanted to ask you, because I know you have a lot of sources. Okay, we saw them shoot Trump. Listen, and I happened to watch it. I caught it. And you are constantly giving us intel that you hear that is so on point. You get it before we all do, and then it comes out and it's news. So here's my question that I think a lot of people have, and it's kind of hard to tease out. But if they can shoot Trump, if they can do everything that they have done to him, the deep state, the evil, the Klaus Schwab, Soros, all of this really scary crap. Okay, and we know that the election may come down to swing states. What are you hearing, if anything? Because in the back of my mind, Alex, I'm going, they've already shot him. We've got this evil cabal. There's no way, if it only comes down to a few votes in swing states, we don't have a prayer. They're in charge. Can you talk me down from the ledge and explain why even with all those things they have going in their favor, we even have a prayer of him getting in? And that's the end of my question. But I'd love your thoughts on that, because I'm so upset. I feel like they've already got it in the bag, because they're going to cheat. They've already, if they can kill him, essentially, they just happen to miss. Why would we think they're going to let him win a fair election? And that's it. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Crystal. Pleasure. I think you answered the question. I mean, I've talked about this a lot till people's ears bleed. They tried to kill him on July 13th. Deep state takes an hour to go over the evidence, 100% stand down. Secret Service didn't shoot the shooter. Local cops did. The cops are like pointing at him, get him, waiting for the orders. They should have just shot him themselves, which they later did. They have lied at every level. They did it. They've said they want him dead. There was a stand down. And then when they didn't kill him, made him even more popular. So now they are in total panic mode. And so they will try to kill him again. And so that's why people are like, oh, that happened 50 something days ago. That's ancient news. No, it's not. It's the news of today and tomorrow. So I don't know what else I'm supposed to say. They can blow his plane up, say Iranians shot it down, truck bomb him, say the Iranians did it. I said that before. They said the Iranians would. I thought, who would they blame? Well, they want to attack Iran. And yeah, they're going to blame Iran. And then days later, they started doing it by the 16th of July, 3 days after. I said it a day after. So it's not hard. I mean, they're smart. They'll try to poison him so that they can, oh, he just had a heart attack. So Trump's taking a lot of precautions, I can tell you that. And so he's doing a good job. Pray for him. Our God can override them. If we pray and take action, God will take us the rest of the way. And I believe Trump is protected. I don't believe it. We saw that on the 13th. Turns his head at the last minute. Or this way. So it's amazing. Nick in California, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, so American politics is just a total personality cult. It's been pulled away from any kind of basis in scientific confirmability or hard science, and it's become like both sides. There's two different. So if a billionaire globalist wants to buy out the entire system and control, basically be the mega voter who has all power. They just buy out the red side and the blue side, and they install people who just are all about personality, all about, you know, this big smile and big promises and all this, and none of it has to have any factual or hard basis to it. It just needs to rhyme and look pretty, and it's just this big pageant, right?
I agree with you. Overall, let me have an overhead shot for TV viewers. I'm going to give you a very primitive graph here. This is not scientific, but it's just a dead reckoning. Let's say in a presidential election in general, an average one about 65% vote. This is going to be a huge turnout. I would guess at around 70% vote. Okay, so if you've got 70% voting, and there's other people that are undecided or independents or just have given up or don't care. They're the 30%. Usually in a midterm, you get 40 to 50%. So in a midterm, you know, it's half. But in a general election, it's 70%. Now, out of the 70% that vote, and that's, you know, all this area, they claim that generally about 57% are Democrats. That's an old number. It's not accurate. There's been a political realignment. And then the Republicans are the junior party. So they always oversample in polls. But looking at this, it's true that at least 25% of people that do vote do it off of optics. So to say that it's all just a beauty pageant, how good do the tie look and how good do they talk and how many zingers they have, about a third or 25%, right under that, of the people that vote do it off what you're saying. There is a large portion that actually go off policy. And so I would say with Trump, I mean, we fight him with memes of kittens and ducks, and that's all trying to reach low-information voters and make a joke out of it. So it's true that we do target, and I mean, I do this myself. I don't really do it consciously, but I mean, we put out goofy stuff that dumbos like, but I also like it because I'm kind of a dumbo in one part of me. So, but then mainly we're all about statistics and facts. Like Kamala wants a 75% unrealized capital gains tax. That'll kill the economy. Like eating a pound of cyanide will kill a person, or even, you know, a tenth of an ounce or a thimbleful or a gram of it. So, or price controls will wreck the economy. But I mean, I'm all about the facts, but it is true that elections are decided by that minority. That's a large minority of people that just go off how the suit looks. So what do we do about that?
Yeah. So that happens either way. If the quote unquote politicians were very hard science based and, you know, knew about economics, knew about how to run a successful business, were like would expected to fulfill on the campaign promises that they make, that effect that you're talking about would still happen, right? And so,
but what happens is if you only do hard facts, and the other side is targeting that percentage of voters that only go off emotion, you get maybe a little bit more of the brain people, but they're already voting for you because you've got the real policies. But because you don't do the pageantry, you don't get the pageant people. So you got to do both.
Yeah, that's definitely there. But what we're talking about,
I mean, look,
is
I mean, you have a bunch of policy, but then Hulk Hogan rips his shirt off.
No, I'm
totally
the system where.
Hold on. I'll do hours of a show and 5 minutes of screaming and yelling and tearing my shirt off too. And I do it because I like to do it. It just so happens that works. But I don't think it's bad to have some pageantry. But here's my point. What are you getting at?
What I'm getting at is that this entire system is you've got lobbying, you've got K Street, you've got campaign finance. Trump even came out, and one of the things that I admire about Trump so much is he came out and called out that entire swamp system where he was saying, look, I'm only here because, you know, that's how the system works, it's corrupt.
He did it in 2016, he needs to do more of that.
I love that. I absolutely
love
that.
Very refreshing.
Because I took political science at an accredited, you know, community college, and you learn all about the lobbying, K Street.
But that's why they don't like him. Because the lobbying goes way down under him because he doesn't let his surrogates do that. If he catches them, they get fired. Trump does what he wants. You don't go give him something and you get something with Trump.
And what he wants is what he says that he wants, and that is a successful country. It's money in people's bank accounts. Like there's been no shortage of politicians who could promise.
No, but listen, I'm not mad at you. You're a well-spoken guy, Nick, and I agree with everything you're saying. I think we kind of know this. So what do you think about the debate tonight?
With that debate tonight, it's kind of a thing that's already won in a way and kind of lost in another way. And, you know, because there's just such a stranglehold over that personality cult, and there's so much control going on there that really Trump's already really won, and it's just, it's because what he's doing is he's bringing a nuke to a gunfight. You know, he's a completely different animal.
Yeah, but he has to do that to override all the election fraud. And I agree with you. Thanks for the call. No, I mean, when you get The Rock and Elton John coming out and saying Trump's a wonderful person, they've always liked him, and a bunch of others do it, they can see the writing on the wall. That's why they're going to try to kill him. So everybody keeps saying, hey, Trump's got it. Hey, yeah. No, he doesn't. And we're 55 days out, or 54. How many days are we out from the election, guys? We'll put it on screen. I mean, this is just wild time to be alive. And I don't want to make this come true. Like I told you months before, they're going to try to kill Trump imminently. 55 days out. It's their only move, or a giant cyber attack that they blame on Trump supporters, which I've just, without even looking, and when I say that, it means they're pushing it hard in the news. Oh, the right-wing white supremacists are going to try to knock the power out, but the FBI is going to stop them. They're pre-programming that because they're thinking about doing it. Brennan in North Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to, yes, sir, I wanted to say something to maybe kind of unify everyone listening on immigration and maybe an idea for Trump now and moving forward. So I'm a 28-year-old farmer. I've done construction mostly since college, and because of the type of construction I do, I've been working with mostly illegal Hispanics, and, you know, historically, a lot of the people are hardworking, and they love family, and they love God, and I've even had Guatemalan guys say that they saw ads with Obama saying, come here, we want you, get a job, get citizenship. That didn't work out for them, but the slavery system that's over the migrants now, and the system, the neo-feudal system that's over us as well, has been perfected, and it does not stop at the border. There's child slave labor going on, you know, to the liberals that want to defend the downtrodden and don't think that child slavery is going on. Go find a tobacco farm on a Saturday, and you'll see who's suckering and picking the suckers off the tobacco. They need a small person, a very small person, to get in there, and you're going to find these children have nicotine poisoning, and they're just, it's just horrible. And then to the conservatives, if you ever go by construction sites and you see, you know, not all the time, but you see a crew chief and a couple guys with nice trucks and then 20 or 30 guys wearing this, that, and whatever, don't speak a lick of English, that's a blanquero operation. That's bleaching. It's money laundering for the cartel. When the cartel funnels people across the border with the coyotes, it doesn't stop there. They have tools, travel, lodging, routes.
They control them for at least a decade, and then they hand them over to the Democrats and their immigration lawyers who take a big cut of their money. Exactly. It's a permanent underclass.
Yes, it is a permanent
underclass. We're not bringing them here to get them out of the tyranny. And you're right. The Democrats, even under Biden, they run ads, and the UN runs ads, come El Norte. They get them here, and they exploit the hell out of them.
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen so much of that. And then one thing they do is because then they're compromised. It's a lot like our politicians. You know, once they're dirty, they have them hold money, hold guns. I've seen pictures of the guns. They hold drugs because they're illegal. The fact that people think that it's the illegal immigrants, they're just going to round them up and it's going to go peacefully. They have guns. They're confused about the messaging coming from.
By the way, let me interrupt you. I started getting told 3 years ago that the ATF was telling gun stores to let illegals buy guns. And then a federal judge ruled last year, Obama judge appointed, saying, yes, illegals have a right to buy guns, sell guns, use guns, carry guns. And the same judge says citizens should be able to own them. Yes, they're arming them.
Yep. I mean, they're 5, 10% of our population now. They need these black market.
Oh, they're way over 10%, brother. Are you kidding? They brought in 25 million in the last 3.5 years. It's 50 million in the last 15.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, people have no idea how.
Brother, you're out in beautiful North Carolina in a rural area. You come to a city, buddy. Go anywhere. Arkansas, Illinois, Texas, California, New Mexico. We got illegal aliens crawling out of our ass. And let me tell you, you're right. The Mexicans, on average, are hardworking, good people. But they do what the Democrats tell them. Once they become citizens and get away from them, they start voting Republican. But Republican leadership is part of the problem, too. Trump's different. But let me tell you, the Muslim immigrants, on average, sit on their asses. They're brought here for free stuff, and so do the Africans to a great extent, and so do these Venezuelan gangs and others. They are bad news. And they go to the minority areas, the immigrant areas, and feed on them. They're the ones complaining the most. So, yeah, the Mexican immigrants are a blessing compared to all these other ones. And I'll just say it. Anything else? You're gone. More calls straight ahead. We're moving quicker now. We got a lot of callers here. Roxanne, you're up next. And then Carlos and Joe and Lauren and so many others. Sean in New Mexico, stay with us. You're up first.
Nothing moves. High news. Black dollar rolling.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Supplements are the second fastest